How long do you own the property near the River Canyon?
We got it in 1961. First in 1961. And it's what they call, it's Brandon Mountain. It's one of the highest points on Lookout Mountain. There's also a railroad microwave tower up here. The tower had been built while I was working at the railroad. They was going from the telephone lines along the railroad track to a microwave, and they were putting the microwave system in while I was working on the railroad. And the person that owned this property before I purchased it, he'd sold him a half acre of land up there to put a microwave tower on it. And it's called Brandon Mountain, on Lookout Mountain. There's also some geodetic markers up there that's significant. In other words, when there's any surveying of land done around this part of the country, they have to start up here at these markers up here to survey the land. And when they're surveying out for the Little River Canyon over there to be a national park, they started up here surveying. And the property, at the time I got it, they was a family living up here renting the property, and they rented it several years, and then it stayed empty several years. And came back up here in 1972 and built a shop and a house. And it's close to, well, about 2 miles from place called Ruhamer down here. They call it Dogtown. The name of it's Ruhamer. The property also joins Fort Payne city limits, the north of us here. And it's right on, well, half part of the property is on right on the brow, on the west brow of the mountain. Our house is looking off to the west, on the brow of the mountain. The dead end road back in here is very peaceful and quiet back here. And,
well, what do you think about the River Canyon becoming a state park?
Well, I think it's a pretty good idea, because that's a wilderness place over there, and if it's not preserved, it'll be destroyed. And, it's a good idea for that, because there's not too many, as much population as getting to be in the world, there's not going to be any places left later on for future generation to enjoy something like that. The same way with this property here, there's lots of wooded area in this, and I want to keep it that way because I enjoy getting out in the woods and walking and not being crowded. I think it's a very good idea to make a national park out of that over there.
Alright, do you recall any meals, dams, or other activities in the canyon?
No, not really. You ready?
Not really, because we didn't live out here. We lived on Sand Mountain when I was a boy. But I remember them talking about some meals over there. But up here at DeSoto Falls and DeSoto Park, DeSoto State Park, the first, back in the 30s, the first, of course I don't remember that, I just remember them talking about it. The first electrical plant was built up there, in other words, the first generating power plant for Fort Payne. That's where Fort Payne got their power from, Fort Payne and Valley Head. And the CCC boys built all those cabins up there, rock cabins, and done all that work, the rock walls and stuff. It's in the Soda Park up there, Soda State Park. That was done in the late 30s and early 40s. Wife's oldest brother worked up there at that park back in 39 and 40, I think, what it was. But as far as any remembering anything in the Gulf down there, I mean, in the Little River Canyon. At the time when we moved here, when Dorothy and I first got married, it was called Mays Gulf out there. And I've been down in that hike down in the Gulf, been down in there a few times while it was Mays Gulf, and I've been fishing up in there. And years later they changed it to Little River Canyon. It's the deepest gorge west of the Mississippi. And they had a place they called an entertainment place out there, what they call Canyon Land. They had a chairlift that went down into the canyon. And they had a kind of a zoo up there, and they used to be country music stars. They had a big stage down in the bottom of the canyon down there at the end of the chairlift, and they would have country music shows down in there, and people would ride chairlift down into the canyon. And that operated for several years, but it's closed up now. But the chairlift is the cables and stuff, and that helped the chairlift up, it's still over there now. And somebody may later on open that back up over there. There was a lot of entertainment over there, and a lot of people come in there to ride down in the canyon, because it's a very interesting place down there. There's a lot of kayakers run that river down there when the water is up down there.
Do you recall anything about the development of the DeSoto State Park?
I remember when they was developing that park over there. I remember them talking about it, my dad talking about it. When the CCC was CCC boys was doing a lot of work in there. And that's about all I remember of it. I remember when they was doing it. I thought at the time it would be a very good thing if they were to do it.
You know where the Highway 35 bridge is?
Yeah.
There used to be an old mill there. Do you have any idea what kind of mill it was?
Well, no. I think it was an old grist mill. I think that's what it was. An old water turned mill that they used to grind corn up, make meal out of it. And they were right above the bridge there. There was a what they call a blue hole. If you used to go in swimming up there a few years ago, used to be favorite swimming hole for people. Go in there and swim. It was a very deep place there. And, I don't remember the mill, but I remember people talking about it. I think it was a grist mill, I think that's what it was.
So you don't know who owned it?
No, I don't have any idea who owned it.
What are some of the changes that have taken place since you've moved up here?
Well, there's been considerably changes in this area since I moved. We moved here in 72. There was between here and the top of the mountain up there, Five Points. We live a half a mile off of the blacktop road in here on the dirt road, dead end dirt road. There was only about four or five houses between here, about 3 miles up there, three and a half miles up there. There's only about four or five houses between here and there. And now there's probably 75 houses up through there. The place is really, really developing in here, and right south of us here, where my property going this other road down here, there's another dirt road a half mile down here. It goes around the mountain, comes out to Carbon Gap. They've really building houses in there now. And that's the reason I think it's a good idea to preserve the Little River Canyon area over there, because in the next 20 to 30 years, the way people are building houses, they won't be a place that you can go and enjoy the nature. That's the reason I want to keep this area. This property I have in here is near like nature's intended to be as possible. There's been worlds and worlds of changes since I was a kid growing up and now. It's altogether a different world that we're living in now and back those days when I was young. And we've had a good life back in here. We really enjoy it back here. It's really quiet and peaceful. And I would do a lot of changing in my life. I had my life to live over, but really, I've got four great grandchildren, very proud of them.